real treat. Bob Ibach is joining us. Bob is the former Cubs PR director. He's also a former broadcaster for CBS Sports and a baseball beat writer for the Baltimore Sun for many years. Bob, thanks for coming and joining David and Carla here. You're on SB Nation Radio.
Well, Dave and Carla, nice to be with you this evening. And, yeah, it's been another interesting baseball season, hasn't it?
It sure has, and we're excited for the postseason. Let's talk a little baseball, and then I know we've got some good work to do for the Boys and Girls Club. Want to ask you about, well, let's start with the upcoming wild card matchups. Who do you see coming out on top?
Yeah, I tell you what, it's going to be a battle. I'm looking forward to them because, I mean, Milwaukee had a heck of a run after Yelich got hurt, you know, and I thought they might end up winning their central division. The St. Louis Cardinals held on and pulled that off. And, of course, you always got to like the Washington Nationals, what they did for David Martinez. And I knew David when I was with the Cubs. He was coming up then in the late 1980s. And certainly with their pitching staff, that's a team that you don't want to have to run into. The fact that I think Scherzer's going to pitch the game, I like their chances. Milwaukee's a little thin in their pitching, but they seem to find ways to get it done. Craig Council is one of my favorite managers, but I have to like the edge there with the Washington Nationals to win that game. As far as the one in the American League, I got a full disclosure. My son is the pro scouting director with the Tampa Bay Rays. I follow them very, very closely. Kevin's been with them for 5 years of his 18 years in the majors, and I'm just amazed at how Kevin Cash, their manager, has gotten through all the injuries in their pitching staff, because they really had one legitimate starter all year long, Charlie Morton. Tyler Glasnow went down with an injury after being 6-1 in May, and of course Blake Snell has not rebounded well with his injuries after a Cy Young winning season a year ago. The Rays do it the old way in baseball. They hit and run, they bunt, they go the other way. They don't have a lot of power, where Oakland is just the opposite, and they're a really, really tough team with all those sluggers on there. I love Chapman, the way he plays the game, and Olsen, and they're Semien. I watched them play several times this year, head-to-head. The fact that they're playing out in Oakland, you got to give the edge to the A's, but never discount Charlie Morton. That one's really a tough one to call. And whoever wins that game is going to give the Astros trouble, probably more so the A's. If I were an Astros fan, I would probably be rooting for Tampa Bay. They handle Tampa a little bit better than they did the A's this year. So that's a tough game to call, but if it's being played out there, if you look at it historically, the A's have dominated the Rays in the Bay Area out there, although not in the last 3 years. It's been, I think, 7-4 in favor of Tampa Bay in recent years. So that's going to be a real interesting clash on Wednesday.
Indeed it is. We're talking to Bob Ibach. He has a long history in broadcasting with baseball coverage. So, of course, we're broadcasting live here in Houston, and there's a lot of energy around the Astros. And you've got a special opportunity related to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, Dave and Carla, yeah, this is really a cool thing. And if you're an Astros fan, you're a Justin Verlander fan, you're going to want to get this, because this is a tribute to, I think, one of the old-time baseball pitchers who does it the old-fashioned way and goes 7-8 innings of ball game many times out. And he put up 21 wins this year, remarkable year. And what we've done, we've teamed up with Rawlings, and they're making a limited edition 3-ball baseball set to honor Justin Verlander and the Astros. And what I'll be talking about, and I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you'll be able to get these, because it's very limited. They're only going to make 2019 of these 3-ball sets, selling them for $99 to raise monies for the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and just a great organization. I've gone back with the Boys and Girls Clubs many, many years ago to my own youth when I was growing up in the Bronx, and just to, you know, they've helped create safe places for youngsters like myself, when I came home from elementary school and junior high school, you knew you had a place to go in the Bronx. So my hat goes off to them, and I really enjoy working with them. Now, these baseball sets are just priced at $99. You're going to get a numbered certificate of authenticity with them. You'll also get a free key ring for the Astros, as well as an Astros logo can koozie. Those are free items that get thrown in with the three baseballs, which come inside of a beautiful acrylic display case. Really looks handsome when you put it in your office or home. Now, before I give out that phone number and how you can order these through the phone or the website, I do want to point out real quick what you'll get on each of these three baseballs. The first baseball commemorates Verlander's 3,000 strikeouts this year, his career highlights. It's a really nice action color photograph of Verlander on one of the panels of that ball, and details about his 3,000th game strikeouts. The second baseball is a commemorative of Justin's three no-hitters in his career, including one this year with the Astros. It includes the dates of those specific no-hit games and some stats on each one. And then the third baseball commemorates the Houston Astros ballparks that they've played in, their retired numbers, and the players in 2017 World Series Championship. So if you'd like to get these...
Yeah, give us the number. We got to get this.
Okay,
1-800-345-2868.
That's 1-800-345-2868. Or go to the website, nicosports.com, NIKCO sports.com.